வந்தேஹம்
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 28th Chapter, text number 21, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 1st of November, 1975, in Nairobi, Kenya.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam
Translation. The devotee should first concentrate his mind on the Lord's lotus feet, which are adorned with the marks of a thunderbolt, a goad, a banner, and a lotus. The splendor of their beautiful ruby nails resembles the orbit of the moon and dispels the thick gloom of one's heart.
Sanchintayet Bhagavatas Charana Arvindam. This is the beginning of meditation. Sanchintayat. It is not nirvishesh, nirakar, meditation. What is that meditation? Here it is, direction. Sanchintayat. Sanchintayat means meditation. What about meditation? Sanchintayat bhagavatas charanarvindam. First of all, meditate on the lotus feet, charanarvindam, lotus feet of Krishna. And if you minutely see, then you'll find these symptoms are there. Our feet and Krishna's feet, there is difference. Why difference? Because on the sole, these marks are there. What is that? Vajra, Ankusha, Dhaja, Sararuha. Four things are there. Thunderbolt, mark of thunderbolt. Ankusha, the mark of, what is that instrument which controls the element? It is called Ankush in Sanskrit. It is like this.
Hook.
Maybe, whatever. So, Ankusha, Vajra, Vajra, thunderbolt, then Ankusha, then Dhaja, flag, and Sararuha, lotus. These four things are there. You have seen sometimes Vishnu lotus feet is painted, these signs are there. So Sanchintayat, what about Sanchintayat? These things, minutely, here is the lotus feet of Krishna and the soul upon the soul, these marks are painted. Lanchanadham, deriding, it is very brilliant, beautiful. Krishna's everything is beautiful. Uttanga rakta vilasan nakachakravan. This is the special significance of Krishna's hand, that these nails are raised and reddish. Uttanga rakta vilasan nakachakravan. It is just like chakraval bird. Jusnabhi, and from the effulgence of the nails, Jusnabhi, Rahata, if you see the brilliance and effulgence of the nails of Krishna, nails in the finger of Krishna, then the result will be that Ahata Mahat Hridayandakaram. This material world, we are living in darkness, Hridaya Andhakaram. Our heart is dark. We do not know what is what. So if you simply concentrate on the lotus feet of Krishna, as it is described, there are marks, then in contact with such vision, your Hridaya Andhakaram, the dirty things, Andhakaram, Andhakaram means darkness or dirty things, that will be ahat, ahat attacked, get out, ahat. Jusnabhi ahat mahat hridayandakara. Mahat means very great. This is our material condition, that we are covered, absorbed in so many darkness, and still we want to show some intelligence. This is materialism. Therefore we always say fools and lusts. He does not know anything clearly, simply wants to see with imperfect eyes, an imperfect instrument, microscope, telescope. What is the value of this? This is simply andhakar. The whole world is, this is called darkness. We experience every moment. If there was no sun, then what is the value of this world? We have got good experience in the Western countries where there is no sun. It is hell, simply hell. Simply hell, without sun. All the condemned countries are devoid of sunlight. This morning we are speaking that London, it is without sunlight practically throughout the whole year. Long ago in 1969, in the television, the television man asked me that, where is hell? And it is here, in London. That was published in the paper. There is such a, and always dark and always moist and always so cold, that this is hell. Why you have to search out hell? Yes. Simply you bring money from outside, exploiting others, and construct big building. It is little attractive. People come here as tourists. Otherwise, who comes here to see the hell? So actually, so anyone's heart is always clouded with ignorance and rubbish knowledge. If you want to drive away this knowledge, ajnana-timirandhasya, jnana-anjana-salakaya, this ignorance, this material world is tama. A Vedic injunction is tamasi ma, don't remain in this darkness. If there is light, why you shall remain in the darkness? That is intelligence. If there is light, why should we rot in the darkness? So there is light. Jyotirgama, Brahma Jyoti. Jyotirgama, Brahma. That Brahma world, go, not this material world. Jasaprabha, what is that Brahma world? The Brahma world means where there is complete effulgence, bodily rays of Krishna. That is Brahma world. It's like here, the bodily rays of the sun makes it clear, so brilliant. Or you can see that what is the sun, sunshine? It is the bodily rays of the sun. Why don't you believe that? The example is there, you learn. If a material thing like the sun globe or the sun god, he has got so much bodily effulgence that it is keeping lighted all over the universe. Just imagine what is the bodily brilliance of Krishna that is described in the Shastra. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadannakut. Krishna's body is bluish or blackish. Therefore you see the sky bluish. Because the rays in the spiritual world is effulgence, bluish effulgence, and that is being reflected through the sky. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadannakut. His bodily light is being reflected in millions and trillions of universes. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadannakoti. Jagadanna means under, it is round. Under means exit. We don't say it is flat. It is Shastra never says flat, then correct. No, it is not flat. It is correct. It is round. No, this is Shastra. Long years. In the beginning, it was called round. Anda, Goloka, Goloka, Bhuloka. Goloka means round. Goloka Vrindavan, everything is round. So, Jagadanda, Anda means egg shape. Jagadanda Koti, the each and every universe is egg cell, it is covered. So, Jasaprabha Prabhato Jagadanda Koti, Kotishu, and each and every universe, Kotishu, in each, not that, in one universe. We see so many universes, one universe, but there are many millions of universes. Jasaprabha Prabhato Jagadanda Koti, Kotishu, Asesa Vasudhadi Bhinnam. In each and every universe, there are so many planets, asesha, cannot count, unlimited, in one universe. And there are millions of universes. What is your material knowledge? What do you know? You are trying to go to the moon planet, that is also committing mistake. And what about the millions of universes? Therefore, our knowledge is very, very limited, poor. Poor fund of knowledge. And still we are proud. Sapari Parparat. Just like a small fish you have seen in the pond, little water, say one fish, parparparpar. But the big fishes, they are in the deep in the water, big fish. So we take knowledge from the big fish, not from the small fish, parparparpar. So to parparate, this kind of knowledge will not satisfy us. We take from the deep fish, one who knows, then who knows? Krishna knows. And one who knows from Krishna, he knows. Acharyavan Purusha Veda. One who is Acharyavan, who has taken shelter of Acharya, he knows. Why? Because Acharya receives knowledge from Krishna. And he distributes knowledge to his disciples. That is perfect knowledge. Acharyavan Purusha. Tadvijnana. Thamsa. Guru Mevavi. These are the insights. So, actually, we are in the darkness. This whole world is dark. It requires, therefore, the sunlight, the moonlight, the electric light, the fire, the lamp, because it is dark. Because it is dark. But there is a spiritual world where there is no need of natatra bhasati surya nasasankana pavaka. In the Bhagavad Gita you find. Natatra bhasati surya. There is no need of the surya. There is no need of Sudra. Sudra is required, the sun is required, because this world material is dark, very, very dark, dense darkness. And we are born in this darkness, our heart is full of darkness. Simply, by the Krishna's grace, there is sun, there is moon, there is fire, there is electric, therefore we can see, otherwise you remain in the darkness. But if you go to the spiritual world, Tamasima, don't keep yourself in this darkness. Come to the light. What is that? There is also the sun, moon? No, there is no need. Na jatra bhasate surya, na sasanka, na pavak. Jadgatyana nivattante, tadhamam paramam mama. These are there. Where is Bhagavad Gita? Find out. Na jatra bhasate surya. Who will find out? This is spiritual world. There is no need of sun, moon, electricity, fire.
The abode of mind is not illuminated by the sun or moon, nor by electricity. One who reaches it never returns to this material world.
Yes. So we are inviting, and or rather trying, to go to that world where there is no need of sun, there is no need of moon, there is no need of electricity. And somehow or other, if we can go there, najatgatyana nivartante, then you will have got to come back again in this darkness. This is Krishna consciousness moment. So, at least one life, try for going back to that place. Then your whole problem will be solved. Here you are paying so much electricity bill, and if there is no sun, we are rotten. Place. So why do you suffer in this way? Come here. There is no need of sun. There is no need of electricity. And the prime gain is that if you can go there, there is no need of coming back again. So those who have no information of the spiritual world, they stick to this material world as everything is here. But those who have got knowledge, Mahatma, who is Atma is very great who can understand the greatness of God and His great knowledge and take knowledge from Him. He is perfect. So here is the knowledge, everything is there. He is giving, not that back to home, back to Godhead is at our imagination. No, not imagination. Just like if somebody gives you information of America, that America is a very rich city, there are so many big, big bridges and roads and motor cars. So naturally you become inclined, why not see once America, how it is. So similarly, here is the information about the spiritual world. And why don't you try to go back to home, back to Godhead? What is this foolishness? Why should you pay the electric bill? Go there and relic it there. There is no need of najatra. Natadvāsate bhārate. It is the spiritual world is not lighted by the sun, moon. Natadvāsate. Because everyone is effulgent. Every planet is effulgent. So therefore there is no need of these things. There is no ignorance. There is no scarcity. There is no miserable condition. That is called Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means Vigata kuntha jasmat iti vaikuntha. Kuntha, anxiety. Here, every man, even the richest man, is full of anxiety. Your president, he is the richest person in this country, and he is the third richest man in the world, somebody. But do you think he is without anxiety? No, that is not possible. That is not possible. He is full of anxiety. Other party may not take. Other party may not take his position. This is all politicians' anxiety. Even the king of heaven, Indra, he is also full of anxiety. There are Hiranyakashipus. Sometimes the driver, that Indra, King Indra, and he enjoys that. This is going on, not only in this planet, in all planets, wherever you go. There is the same condition prevails. Avarma bhuvana lokan punaravartinarja. Don't think that by going to the heavenly planet you'll be happy there. No, there is no possibility. Either you go to the heavenly planet or you go to the hell. You will have to undergo the threefold miserable condition. Therefore, invite him. Krishna is coming, invite him. We are also on behalf of Krishna inviting. Najatra bhāsayate sūdha. So you come to that spiritual life. Jad gatyāna nivartante tad dhāma paramam mama. And what is? How you can go there? Very simple. Very simple. Krishna has given you the simple program. What is that? Manmanā bhavamad bhakto majjājimāgnamusha bhāmeva ishyasi asaṁsaya. If you simply follow these four principles without arguing foolishly and rashly, manmanā bhavamad bhakto, these four principles, things always think of me, Krishna says. Not I am saying, but Krishna personally saying, manmanā bhavamad bhakto, just become my devotee. And māgnamaskuru, what's it mean? See, it doesn't require any M.A., Ph.D. degrees. It doesn't require that apratihata. Bhakti is apratihata, without any hindrance. Nobody can say that because I am poor, because I am an uneducated, because I am black, because I am white, no because. Any condition of life, you can become a devotee and go back to home. This is Krishna consciousness. No material condition can check it. This is our movement. Thank you very much. Any question on the subject?
This liberation is not achieved by mental speculation, but by seeing the light emanating from the lustrous tunnels of the Lord. Does this mean that we must fight to come to see Krishna's lotus feet? We must fight to come to see.
Yes, begin by seeing the lotus feet of Krishna. That is advice here. Tat charanaravindam. Savai manak Krishna padaravindam. If you worship the deity, always see the lotus feet. Then gradually you will understand.
So should be not days?
Yes, gradually. No. First of all, see the lotus feet and meditate. When you are fully practiced to see the lotus feet, simply by thinking of Krishna, then that business is finished. Then go up, then go up, then go up, then go up. Then see the face. This is the process of meditation. Not, therefore I said, not jumping over the face. Rasa-lila. What do you know about Krishna's lila? Rasa-lila. As for study, what is Krishna? Then Krishna's rasa. Any other?
Srila Prabhupada, will you please explain the phrase, serving the lotus feet of the spiritual master, serving the lotus feet?
Yes, give little water and tulsi and flower, that's all. It's a very difficult job. Then, everyone can do it. Patram pusvam phalam toyam yomi bhaktapi. But no, simply, there is Advaita Prabhu, he simply offered Gangajal and Tulsi to please the Lord to come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. You see, there is no difficulty at all. Because we simply misuse our intelligence, misuse our opportunity, there is trouble. Otherwise there is no difficulty. What is the difficulty? Tulsi Patra you can have, and little water, offer to the lotus feet of Krishna and pray, give me intelligence just so that I can serve you nicely. And he gives intelligence. Tisam satat yuktana. If you are continually giving tulsi flower and water and praying, Krishna, give me intelligence, how can I serve you nicely? Then Krishna says, yes. Tesam nityavi yuktana, one who is engaged in this way. Tesam satat yuktana, bhajatam priti purvakam. When Krishna sees that he is worshipping me with faith and reverence and love, then buddhi yogam tadamitam. He will give him intelligence, he is within you. Therefore I say, first of all become fit. First of all desire, then desire. Why foolishly desire something which for which you do not desire? That is your folly. That is misuse. Don't desire something without being deserving. But these are the process, given. How to think, how to meditate upon Krishna. So practice it. Become qualified. Then you will see everything. Without being qualified, why you want to see? This devotional service means practicing how to become qualified. Sarvapadhi-vininmuktam, sarvapadhi-vininmuktam, tatparatena-nirmalam. You have to become fully cleansed. Tatparatena-nirmalam. Annavilasita-sunyam. We have to become completely zero about material desires. Annavilasita sunnam. Then you become qualified. So long you have got any pinch of material desires, you are disqualified. Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam vraja. Parityajya means giving up completely, 100%, no reservation. In this way, Siddha, thunder. That is qualification. Everything is there. No deservation. Krishna will give you a chance. All right. If you have got still desire for material enjoyment, do it. I want to become a king. All right, become a king. Then I become, want to become a dog. All right, become a dog. He gives you both opportunities. And we are doing that. We are doing that. We are rotating throughout the whole universe in different types of bodies just to fulfill our damn desire. Therefore your first qualification is no desire. No, simply desire to worship Krishna. That is Kali Yuga. Then everything will be living. Buddhi yogam tadamikam. Then everything will come from it. Chant Hare Krishna.